Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen, God bless you tonight, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We are going to ask Missionary Stan if she would just come and do our intro for us today. Amen. Missionary fan, if you just press star 6, I don't think you're over on the broadcast side yet. Press star.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him. There you are. All right. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here we are again. Hallelujah. On this blessed night. Hallelujah. Coming together once again to lift up the name of Jesus on this PNN. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we just grateful, grateful, grateful to be here today. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Just to be come back one more time. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we need to give God a praise right there. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God for each and every one coming out tonight. Hallelujah. Again, hallelujah. Just to see what the Lord has in store for us tonight. Hallelujah. And we just want to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor for being so, so very good tonight, today. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we asking you to come on in, hallelujah, and settle yourself, hallelujah, Jesus, and just sit around the table however you enjoy listening to the PNN. We ask you to just come on in, hallelujah, and I understand that a lot of people are in Bible study tonight, and maybe some just getting in from Bible study, but we ask you to come on in and let the Lord have his way tonight, hallelujah. And just call somebody, hallelujah, text somebody, hallelujah, and tell them to come on and see what the Lord has in store for us tonight. And I do truly believe that God is going to bless us tremendously, hallelujah. So call your friends, like we always say, call your friends, your family, call your children, call your nieces and nephews, and then call your enemy and tell them to come on and join us tonight, hallelujah. As the Lord is getting ready to bless us once again, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for each and every one of you that's coming out tonight, hallelujah, to join in with us, hallelujah, to help us, hallelujah. Like we say, it's church without walls, hallelujah. Nobody see anybody, but we still can come together on one accord in so many different places, hallelujah, so many different countries, hallelujah, states, so many different cities, hallelujah, but we still all can come together on one accord just to lift up the name of Jesus. And I am truly, truly excited, hallelujah, about what the Lord is going to do tonight. And we appreciate each and every one of you for coming out, hallelujah. It's going to truly be a blessing to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I always say it was predestinated. The Lord already knew, hallelujah, who was going to be on the line, who was going to come, who was going to need this, who was going to need that. He already knew aforetime, hallelujah, that we was going to need this PNN, hallelujah. We grateful for it. We thankful. We just thank the Lord, hallelujah, for you, 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 and you. We appreciate the Lord, hallelujah, for just taking out your busy schedule, hallelujah, because I know I just got through cooking, hallelujah, but I know I'm not the only one, but we still came, and we still ready to hear from the Lord. We still ready to hear what the Lord will have to say tonight to each and every one of us, hallelujah, and just put whatever you need the Lord to do for you. Just put it on your mind and on your heart, hallelujah. Get your pen and pad, hallelujah. I always write mine down, hallelujah. Whatever you want the Lord to do for you, hallelujah, just get your pencil and pen and write it down where you won't forget. And when we begin to pray, hallelujah, just look on there and just tell the Lord what you need him to do for you today, hallelujah. And we want him to just bless each and every one, hallelujah, tonight, realizing, knowing, hallelujah, that things are happening all around the world, hallelujah, but we are yet still blessed, hallelujah. Wars and rumors of wars, hallelujah, everywhere, hallelujah, but we are still blessed, hallelujah. And we just want to give God the praise. We want to lift him up tonight, hallelujah, for yet being good to us, hallelujah. And we just thank you again, hallelujah, for coming in. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for our leaders, hallelujah. We bless the Lord, hallelujah, for your leaders, hallelujah. We give God the honor, the praise, hallelujah, for each and every one of you. And we thank God tonight, hallelujah, because he has been so good to us, hallelujah, and he has done us well. Hallelujah, Jesus, I love that song. Every time I turn around, he keeps right on blessing me. I thank him, hallelujah, and it's not necessarily the natural things, hallelujah. Every time I turn around, he keep on blessing me, spiritually, Lord, spiritually, and through his word. And we thank and praise God. I know he's doing it for you, too. I know he's doing it for you, too. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I love that song. He says, it is no secret what God can do. What he done for others, he'll do for you, me. With arms wide open, hallelujah, he'll pardon us. It is no secret what God can do. And I just thank and praise God, hallelujah, for him being a big God, a great big God that don't have no respect of person. Hallelujah, Jesus. He loves us all the same, hallelujah. And I thank you for not having a big I, a big you, hallelujah. He loves us all the same. And we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor tonight, hallelujah. And we're just going to get ready, hallelujah, to bless the line, hallelujah. And we're asking you to come on in, hallelujah, and put your heart, make your heart ready, hallelujah. And
the recording has started.
Pray for somebody else tonight. If you don't have anything to ask God for, pray for someone else, hallelujah. Put someone else on your mind, hallelujah, and let the Lord bless them as well, hallelujah. Because we got so many out there, hallelujah, that need prayer. So put somebody on your mind. Put a young person on your mind, a young person on your heart, hallelujah. A single mother, hallelujah, a single father, hallelujah. Let's just put someone else. Bring somebody else before the Lord tonight as well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord God. We lift you up. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for another day, Lord God, that you have kept us, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you. We come before you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to look down upon this line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord, asking you, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, everyone that comes to the line tonight. First, Lord God, we ask you to look down upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we may have done that wasn't pleasing to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come asking you, Lord God, to forgive us for sin, Lord God, iniquity, Lord God, transgression, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, repenting for anything, Lord God, that even we thought, Lord God, that you wasn't pleased with, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to clean us up, Lord God, and make us worthy to come, Lord God, before your throne. In the name of Jesus, to come before your presence, Lord God. Because we realize and know that we cannot come before you in the old kind of way, Lord God. But we know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God, that if we confess our sins, Lord God, before you, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin, Lord God, and you will cleanse us, Lord God, from all unrighteousness. And we come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. We come tonight to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor which you deserve, Lord God. We come to say thank you, Lord God, for all things. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to bless this line tonight, Lord God. Bless each and every one, Lord God, that come tonight, Lord God, to hear, Father, from you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to reach, Lord God, the four places, Lord God, reach the countries, Lord God. We can't go, but we know you able to go there, Lord God. We asking you to bless, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to heal, Lord God. We're asking you to deliver, Lord God. We're asking you to save. We're asking you to set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, realizing and knowing, Lord God, that we all coming before you, Lord God, for a need. In the name of Jesus, some need a healing, Lord God, some need financial blessing, Lord God. Some, Lord God, just need to be encouraged. But we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move this night by your spirit. Move this night by your mighty powers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come asking you, Lord God, to look on that young mother, Lord God, that single mother, Lord God, that single father, that's raising their kids by themselves, Lord God, that's going out working, Lord God, day by day, and Lord God still can't make ends meet. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to move on their behalf tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to supply every need, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. We asking you this night, Lord God, to look down upon that young man, that young boy, that young girl, Lord God, that's out there on the streets, Lord God, that's looking for a way out, Lord God. They don't want to be there, Lord God, but we asking you in the name of Jesus to help us, Lord God, to go out and to deliver, Lord God, what they need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We got it, Lord God, because you have put it in us, Lord God. You said greater, Lord God, is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So we asking you, Lord God, to prepare us, Lord God. Help us to go out and compel men to come to you. Help us, Lord God, to give them a reason, Lord God, that they can turn to you, Lord God, and you, Lord God, will be everything that they need in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look on the pastors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every leader, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch them right now by your spirit and by your mighty power, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to, Lord God, lead and guide them as they lead and guide us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move. Move like never before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Look on Minister Bradley, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her right now. In the name of Jesus. Supply for every need, Lord God. Look on every PNN advisory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless them right now. In the name of Jesus. The prayer warriors, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, to say thank you. We come tonight, Lord God, to say we love you, Lord God. We do love you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say hallelujah, giving you the highest praise. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy of every praise, Lord God, every hand clap, every hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you are worthy, worthy, worthy. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look on our neighbors, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, those, Lord God, that we live around, Lord God, and those that we don't. We ask you, Lord God, to touch our neighbors, Lord God, bring deliverance, bring healing to our neighbors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to reach out to our neighbors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praise you. We magnify you. Save, Lord God. Save, Lord God. Deliver, Lord God. Set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. We thank you right now. We magnify you right now. We glorify you right now, Lord God. We lift you up right now, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God. We praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for you and you alone is worthy, Lord God. You alone is worthy, Lord God. And for that, Lord God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor that you so deserve in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you tonight. Amen. For opening us up. Amen. Getting us ready. Glory to God for what the Lord is about to do on tonight. Amen. I just feel like giving God the glory. There's this song that just dropped in my spirit. And I just, I'm saying just a little bit of it. It's a praise song. And I know some of you probably heard of it before. but I'm just going to sing just a little bit of it. It goes, I feel like giving God the glory, the glory. I feel like giving God the glory. He's been so good to me. He's been so good, so good, so good, so good, so good, so good, so very good. He's been so good, so good, so good, so good. He's been so good to me. One more time. I feel like giving God the glory, the glory. I feel like giving God the glory. He's been so good to me. He's been so good, so good, so good, so good, so good. So good, so very good to me. He's been so good, so good, so good, so good. He's been so good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord has been good, good, good. Amen. He's been good to us, people of God. Amen. He woke us up this morning. He gave us another day. Amen. He gave us another day. Glory to God. He gave us a mind. Amen. To come into his presence again. Amen. Glory to God. He gave us peace. He gave us joy. Amen. He gave us life. And that more abundantly on tonight. Amen. And we just give God the glory on tonight. Amen. We give him the praise. Amen, Jesus. We give him the praise, people of God, despite of what's going on. Amen. There's a lot going on. Glory to God. There's a lot of opposition. Glory be to God. The people of God, I praise God for the victory. Amen. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Amen. But I give God praise. Amen. Glory to God, because what? We're on the winning side. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Lord is on our side. Amen. And we have the victory. Amen. And we got to know that. We got to see that. We got to believe that on tonight. Amen. So no matter what it looks like, glory to God, no matter what we'll be faced with, amen, people of God, we must know that whatever concerns us, concerns him. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever concerns us, no matter where you are right now, glory to God, don't you know, amen, that the Lord has you on his mind. Amen. You're on his agenda. Amen. You're on his agenda. You're in his plan. You're in the blueprint. Amen. So we give God praise. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. There's nothing that, amen, has come up. Amen. We'll be facing. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, the Lord has already made a way of escape. He's already made a way of escape. Amen. Glory be to God. Weapons may form, glory to God, but they shall not prosper. They will not prosper, amen, against the people of God, against the saints of the Most High. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. And I glory in that. Amen. I glory in that for you. Amen. I glory in it for you. Amen. All over the world, no matter where you are listening from, glory to God, we glory in this together. Amen. In that the Lord has already made a way of escape. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless him. Amen. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen. Again, we're excited. We bless the Lord. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to have, amen, glory be to God, Sister Robin. Amen, Jesus. She's going to come and bless us on tonight with a solo. Glory be to God, and then we're going to go right into the word tonight. Amen. Jesus, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight, of God. We just thank God for the library, for the wealth of word that we have. Amen. We bless the Lord for it on tonight. Amen. We bless many, 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 many times over because this is the Lord's doing, as we always say, and we do know, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We're just part to grateful to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, we're going to yield the floor on tonight to Sister Robin. Amen. And she's going to bless us tonight with the solo. God bless you, Sister Robin.
Oh, my mouth filled with
With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I would love to your Lord. I would love to
now. God bless you.
I would love to your Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The praise is already out now. Glory be to God. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We will bless him. Amen. With uplifted hands, with uplifted hearts. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We give him all of the praise that's due unto his name. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We bless God. Amen. For that beautiful selection on tonight. Thank God for you, Sister Robin. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your willingness as well to serve. Amen. In, amen, and on in the service of the Lord on tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you on tonight, missionary fan as well. Amen, people of God, and we are excited. Amen. We always say that. Amen. Glory be to God. We are indeed excited on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm just excited. Amen. My mentee, amen, that was with me for many, many years. Amen. Jesus, she used to say, "Sister Lynette, you just the Holy Ghost instigator." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. She used to call me an instigator because, listen, when I was young, amen, I was always, glory be to God, always in that rocky group, always in that group that was making noise, always in that group that was in, you know, the pimp rallies, amen. Glory be to God, the loud group, amen. Hey, why should we do anything and not enjoy it and give it our all, amen? Glory be to God, if we were at games and football games and basketball games and our team was winning, glory be to God, amen. We'd be shouting to the top of our voice, amen. Glory be to God. You know how you start acting, amen. Glory be to God. Well, listen, people of God, I feel like in the body of Christ, in the presence of the Lord, amen, he is do all of that and more, amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, sometimes you be at those games, amen, and you can be, amen, so excited. Glory to God, it make your head swim. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about? You just be so excited, amen, one of those plays, amen, that happens, amen. Maybe the ball is far in the far court, amen, and the buzzer is getting, the time is running down, and there's like 2 minutes, maybe 1 minute, they're down to seconds, glory to God, and then that basketball player throws that ball, amen, from the other court all the way and makes that goal. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It gives you a rush, does it not? It gives you a rush. You be like, yes, yes, yes. Well, anyway, that's how I feel about my Jesus. Amen. Hey! Hallelujah. I get excited. I get excited. I'm telling you, people of God, I get excited. Glory be to God in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And listen, when you go to those games, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. When you go there, amen, you go there, amen, to be entertained, amen. But listen, we don't come here to be entertained, but we come here to participate. We come into the presence of the Lord to participate. Glory to God. To hear what thus saith the Lord. When it's time to give him praise, we give him praise. When it's time to listen, amen, we sit and listen. Glory to God. But we go all in. Amen. We take listen. We go all in. Amen. And give God our all. Hey, glory to God. He's worthy of it, people of God. He's worthy. Amen. And I refuse to sit down on my praise. And so when I tell you I'm excited, amen, glory be to God. Amen. This is my element. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as they say, I don't apologize. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We give God thanks on tonight. Amen. As Sister Miss Aaron Fan is already, amen, get your pen, your paper. Get your pen, get your paper. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. It has already been proven that when you write things down, amen, it helps you to retain them even the more. Amen. We know that we hear. Amen. But write them down. Just jot down. Amen. You don't have to jot down everything, but when something hits your spirit, glory be to God, you hear the voice of the Lord in the voice, jot it down. Amen. Interesting points, those points that make you go, jot them down. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So that you won't lose them. Amen. Because you're going to need them along the way. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For all that he's done to this point, people of God. And as we always say, it is now time for the word of God. Amen. And as I've already stated, we will be going back into our library. We're going back into our library on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We are, amen, going forth rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we're grateful that you have come. Amen. We pray that you've already reached out to a couple of people to bring them on the line with you on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Sit tight. Get ready. Amen. To hear what the Lord has said. Listen, you don't listen. You can't even look across the pew at anybody. Amen. So when this word comes, amen, it is coming directly to you. Amen. Jesus, get what you need. Get what you can and can all you get. Amen. We're going to need it on this journey. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. And we're going down to Orlando again. Amen. Jesus, this woman of God was with us. Amen. Glory to God. A couple of months or so ago. Amen. We're so excited. Amen. Again, out of the Orlando area. Amen. By way of Spirit Empowered Ministries. Spirit Empowered Ministries, people of God. And tonight, amen, we want you to welcome to the platform Pastor Evangelist Sharma Maynard. Glory be to God. Let us receive her on tonight in Jesus' name.
Okay. God bless each and every one of you tonight. Let me start with Evangelist Bradley. Annette Bradley, God bless you, visionary, for this great prayer line and what God is fixing to do. We thank God for you, all those that are bishops and apostles and advisors and prayer warriors and evangelists and pastors and prophets. God bless you all tonight. I give God praise and thanks. I am so glad that there are some prayer warriors on the line. I do covet your prayer. I've been under some really heavy attack. And God is good. God is good. And I need you all to keep me up in prayer tonight as I deliver this brief word to us that I believe that the Spirit of the Lord has laid on my heart. I give God praise and glory and honor because of who he is and that which he is doing through us in this time is going to be awesome. It's going to be mighty. I have this word from Genesis chapter 35. And let me warn you all, everybody have their places in the body of Christ. For some reason over the years, I feel like one of my places is towards the church, provoking the church to live right and to do the things that, you know, is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. So if you hear me talk about, you know, the church and where God is wanting it to be, it's because most of my ministry, most of my evangelizing, most of my ministering to people is geared about their lives and their life coming under the authority of God. So in Genesis chapter 35, verses 1 to 5, it says that then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there. Now, if you read the King James, it will say, abide there. And when we're talking about abiding or settle, we're talking about dwelling, staying there. And he said, build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his household and all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you. The second thing he said, purify yourself. And the third thing he said, change your clothes or change your garment. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings in their ears. And Jacob buried them under the oak of Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell on the town all around them, so that no one pursued them. What I want to leave with us briefly, and I know you've been having an awesome time with God in prayer and, you know, the word of God. But what I want to leave with you tonight is leave Shechem and go back to Bethel. Leave Shechem and go back to Bethel. I believe with all of my heart, especially in the past year and a half, that God is calling the church, his people, the bride, back to Bethel, back to a place where he once met with us, a place where we once felt his presence, we felt his anointing, a place where he brought revelation and understanding to us. Now, Jacob had settled in Shechem for almost 30 years, and he even built an altar in Shechem, according to Genesis 33 and 20. Shechem was 30 miles away from Bethel, and Jacob had not been back to Bethel since he met the Lord in his earlier days when he was running from his brother Esau. So in staying in Shechem so long, The Bible lets us know that terror was about to hit the land, because when Shechem's son of Hamor, the Hivite, the ruler of the area, saw Jacob's daughter Dinah, the daughter Jacob had with Leah. His daughter Dinah, when Shechem saw her, the Bible says that he took her and he raped her. When Jacob heard that his daughter Dinah had been defiled, his sons, the Bible says, were in the field with the livestock. So Jacob did nothing about it until his sons came home. When Jacob's sons heard what had happened, they were very furious because Shechem had done an outrageous thing in Israel by raping their sister Dinah. The Israelites were not supposed to intermarry with the other nations. So Shechem's father now went and he begged for Dinah, for Dinah to marry his son, because his son, in raping her, he fell in love with her. And Shechem said, he said, I will give you whatever you ask for. Make your price for the bride and the gift.
Muted.
And I am to bring as great as you like, and I will pay whatever you ask me. Only give me Dinah to be my wife. But the Bible says that Jacob's sons replied to him, but they replied deceitfully in their hearts. They said, we cannot do such a thing. We cannot give you our sister to a man who is not circumcised. That would be a disgrace to our people and to our family. So under one condition, they said, we will enter an agreement with you that you become like us by circumcising all the male, and then we will give you our daughters. Their proposal seems good to Hamor and his son. So when every male in the city was circumcised, the Bible said in 3 days into the circumcision, while they were still in pain, that Simeon and Levi took their swords, attacking the city and killing every male, looting the city and carrying off all their wealth and all their women and children. So the Bible says that Jacob became afraid because he said to his sons, what have you done? We are few in numbers. Suppose they rise up against us to attack us. We don't have a whole lot of people. And here it is where we come to chapter 35, where God spoke to Jacob, leave Shechem and go up to Bethel and abide or settle there and build an altar there to God. God said settle. He said abide there in Bethel. In the Hebrew, Bethel means the place of prayer. You can call it one, or it's also a place of worship known unto God. If every time us believers, or for us believers to understand in this time, if there is a place that we are to be, especially of what we are seeing happening in our nation, among our people, among our families, we ought to be at Bethel in this time and this season. Our land is in terror. Our land is in fear. Our land is in trouble. And the only safe haven for the body of Christ is to be at Bethel, a place of worship, a place of prayer, a place where God will meet with his people, where God will give us insight and direction, especially in the time that we are living here today. The Bible says in Genesis 35 that Jacob said, when God spoke to him to go back to Bethel, Jacob went and he spoke to his household. And he called them together and he said, we are going up to abide in Bethel. But three things I am asking you to do. I am asking you to put away the strange God. I am asking you to clean yourself or purify yourself. And I'm asking you to change your garment. Well, what was Jacob really doing or saying to his household? He is saying to his household, it is time for repentance. We are going in the presence of Almighty God. And if some of you here on this line understand, we can't just come in any and anyhow into the presence of God, especially when we come to pray and to petition and to talk with him. When we are entering the presence of God, our hearts, our minds must be in tune with God. We must be in right posture. We must be in right view that God was calling them to Bethel. And they could not go to Bethel in the state that they were in. He said, get rid or put away the strange gods. Jacob was getting his household in the preparation to meet with God. This is what we're doing on this prayer line. Day after day, we are coming, dear God, to go in God's presence that we can hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us in this time. But we cannot just come in any and anyhow. It says that many of the Shechemites were worshippers of false. Many of the Israelites had fallen prey into serving other gods, but the true and the living God. And Jacob's household was not exempt. His household had hoarded up strange gods. This is one of the biggest problems that God had with the children of Israel. They will leave the true God and they will go after the false God. It is the same problem he's having in our nation today. We've got so many little gods. We've got so many false gods. The Bible tells us in Exodus 20:1, the first commandment the Lord gave to Moses was, I am the Lord your God. You out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, you shall have no other gods before me. In Psalms 81:9, it tells us, there shall be no strange gods among you. You shall not bow down to the foreign gods. We are living in a world where we have become, where we welcome strange gods into our hearts that we describe as having a new fad or a new trend that has taken place. When in reality, we have all of these other little gods. But what is our strange god today? That which we give more priority in our lives. God is not the center of our lives. We no longer hold him above everything else. A matter of fact, we, some of us have lost our first love, our first passion. The God of Mammon has taken over the land. And this God is a God of lust for power and possession. The God of the Asherahs has taken over the land. This is a God of the worship for sexuality and all sorts of immorality that is in the land, from homosexuals to the lesbians to the bestialities, all kind of evil that is taking place in the land sexually. Fornication, adultery, men are leaving their wives and clinging to the strange women that all Satan has sent to set them up. Then we have the God of Baal, where we are worshiping our intellect. We no longer looking to the Holy Ghost for guidance, but we are looking to our own self-intellect. Why, there is nothing wrong with educating ourselves. But when we reach a point that the Holy Ghost, we push him aside, and we take more interest in our own abilities and our own gifting. Then we have the God of Moloch, where we worship pleasure. Ah, the Bible tells us about that. We have become a people of we always want things to start our way and our pleasure and our desire and what we crave after and what we want, even when it's against the word of God. And then we have the God of self, where we have a self-image of worshiping ourselves and a spirit of greed that has literally taken over some of us. When Jacob called and all his servants in the house, we are going into prayer. We are going into worship. We are going to meet the God. But you got to get rid of those strange gods that we have in our lives. God cannot move. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters, apostles and teachers and evangelists and prophets. I believe that one of the greatest move of God is coming into the body of Christ. Ah, God, but God got to get us prepared for that which is about to come. We cannot just come into the presence of God with any and anyhow. God is looking for people that when you pray, you shift the realm for hallelujah. You shift the heavenly realm. God will answer and God will hear us. I have been asking God for the past several months, even for last year, as I read and I ponder on his word, and I notice in the book of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that when Jesus did healing and when he did miracles, it happened immediately and suddenly. I'm saying, God, I want when I bend my knees and when I come before you in prayer, that, oh God, my heart will be clean. My heart will be right with you. That what I pray for, that, oh God, it will happen immediately. Glory be to God. Suddenly, where God is trying to bring the body of Christ in the season that we just don't pray, but we pray intentionally. And we pray, shifting in authority of the kingdom, shifting things in the spirit realm. And God began to do things. Glory to the God. So he said, put away the strange gods. Hallelujah. That which is taking more of your attention, that which you're focusing more on instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the second thing he said, be clean. In other words, purify yourself or cleanse yourself from sin. And after you get rid of these strange gods, let us clean ourselves. Purification is a time of the cleansing. Now, it's no doubt that back then when Jacob said to them of cleaning themselves, most times it's for them to wash themselves and, you know, clean up their bodies. But in our time that we are living in, when we say cleaning and purifying, it's about taking ourselves inventory of our hearts. We're talking about searching ourselves. So look within our hearts. Can I say to us tonight that when somebody have a heart attack, a massive heart attack, it's because there is blockages in their arteries. My God, there are times spiritually our hearts are blocked. There are things that in our heart that should not be. Hatred and envy and jealousy and malice in our heart that is blocking the move of God. And in order for that person, if the doctors could save their lives, they've got to get a new heart. They cannot patch up a heart. That's when you have multiple attacks in the heart. They have to look for a new heart. My God, we on a daily basis need to seek God. God, you search my heart. God, you look within me. Is there any wicked way within me, God? Purge me. My God, the heart above all things is desperately wicked and evil. This is why we have to constantly ask God, change our heart. Make our heart clean. The Bible says, oh, glory be to God, in Psalms 24, verses 3 to 4, he said, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, this is an awesome venue for us in this season and time. Bradley said it's 2 years ago. Oh, but God wants to make this prayer line a prayer line like never before. That when we pray and we open up our voices, things will begin to break in the realm of the Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. People heal. People are delivered. And we're not talking about waiting for months. We're talking about God moving supernaturally on these prayer lines. Glory be to God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, he says, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of the body and the spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of the Lord Almighty. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about purifying ourselves. God. We want to see God, and we want to see the hands of God. We've got to purify. We've got to come back to holiness. Come back to right living before God. Hebrews 10 and 22 tells us, it says, let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our heart sprinkled clean from any evil conscience, with our bodies washed with pure water. Oh, my brothers and sisters, our prayer must come in the form of a posture, the posture of a clean heart before God. Oh, glory be to God. I am looking to see the greater works take place in our time. The posture of our heart must be clean. We must purify ourselves. We must ask the Holy Ghost, search me, oh God, and see if there be any wicked ways within me. We must come to that point. Can I say to you, my brothers and sisters, I have my prayer, and then the Lord had me get a little journal, and he began to give me certain prayers to write down in this journal that when I go back every day, I would pray them. But the first section of my prayer is repentance. I always come in repentance. I always come and ask God, because sometimes I may say something, or I may do something, or I may act in some kind of way that is not pleasing. So I always open up my prayer into repentance and asking him to clean this heart of mine. Oh, glory be to God. The third thing, Jacob said to his household, he said, I want you to change your garments, or change your clothes. Well, what is, literally, there is three things, but literally, they had to change their clothes. Because the Bible tells us in Zephaniah 1 and 8, it tells us punishment will come to the prince and to the king's children and to all such as are clothed with strange apparel. Glory be to God. When something is strange in the sight of God, it is not normal. It is not right. Hallelujah. Also, changing your clothes or your garment, it can also mean changing your mindset, changing your attitude, or changing your habits or your behaviors that are not pleasing unto God. We are going, Jacob said, to meet with God. And you cannot come with the same kind of mindset or the same kind of attitude or the same kind of habits. There must be a transformation, a metamorphosis of the mind. Glory be to God. Jacob said, then when you have changed your garments and you have cleansed your heart, or you have cleaned yourself, you purify yourself, he said, then we can go up to Bethel you meet with God in prayer and in worship. It could be a place, or it could be an intentional place in your home where you meet with God, where you meditate, where you worship, where you spend time. Can I say to you that during the time of this COVID, I made an altar before the Lord Jesus Christ. And every time I go into that area to meditate and to pray and to seek the face of God, I always sense a glorious presence come down over me, because I have created an atmosphere, a place where I can meet with God Almighty. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, an altar is a dedicated place unto the Lord. It's a place where the presence of God will show up. Oh, glory be to God. It's a place where you can bank on it. When you go into the presence, and God never fails. Hallelujah. When we open up an atmosphere and a place for him, I guarantee you, he will come. Oh, glory be to God. This year is going to be a tough year. We are looking for some great things, and I am anticipating also. But you got to be prepared that there's some things that are going to come our way, that some of us is going to rock the very foundation on which we stand. But when you make an altar, when you go up to Bethel and you make an altar, listen, look what happened in the book of Genesis 34. The Bible says that terror had hit the land. Can I say to us today that terror has hit our land? Millions of people died, and we are still counting. And not just from the pandemic, but all other things are happening. I have never seen in my whole life that I'm living of so much death that we have experienced in the past 2.5 years, and it's still counting. I have lost so many key people in my life, and a lot of it is not from COVID. Some of them, I don't know, God must have just taken them home. Oh, but I'm saying to us here that things are going to be rough. Things are going to happen in a time. So leave Shechem. You stay too long in Shechem. Terror is in Shechem. It is time to go to Bethel and abide in Bethel. Dwell there. Oh, glory be to God. Don't leave Bethel. Glory be to God. Our prayers must be coming from clean vessels. We must get rid of sin and allow God to perfect us in holiness unto him. That when we pray, God will hear us. Our glory be to God. It is at Bethel we are going to hear from God, and he will give us instructions as to how we can make it through these times that are coming. It is at Bethel transformation will take place. It's at Bethel revival is coming. Can I say to you, my brothers and sisters, in my time, my all-the-time prayer with God, he let me know that revival is coming, but it's not coming the way we're looking for it to come. It's not coming where you're going to call a preacher and say we need a weaker meeting or evangelist or a prophet or an apostle and say we need you to come and do a weaker meeting. God showed me in the spirit that there are people he have in reserve that is praying and seeking him that has not come into the forefront. And when he brings them out, they are the ones that are going to propel revival in the land. Or can I say to us, brothers and sisters, stay at Bethel. Abide in Bethel. That's where revival is coming. It's at Bethel where we're going to receive the revelation and the vision from God. It's at Bethel where we are going to receive the healing, the miracles, the deliverance. Glory be to God. It's going to take place. It's at Bethel the Holy Ghost will pour out his spirit on all flesh. Oh, glory. Glory be to God. I challenge you tonight under the song and the unction of the Holy Ghost. My God, I feel the presence of Almighty God. I challenge you tonight, my brothers and sisters, and myself, let us get back to Bethel. Let us build an altar of prayer unto the Lord. Come on, this is not time for titles and time for positions. And this is not time for us to make ourselves bigger. This is God's time. Glory be to God. Remove self out of the way. Remove our agendas out of the way. This is God's agenda. This is God's time. For glory be to God. And let us get up to Bethel and abide there. Terror has hit the land. Glory be to God. Terror is in our land. And my God, my brothers and sisters, I can't really share much with you. But there are some things that's behind the scenes that we don't know that is taking place. That is happening, that God allowed me to see a glimpse of it. The evil in high places. The wickedness in high places. That God showed me that is taking place. You think this pandemic just happened by chance? No, my brothers and my sisters. This was divinely planned by Satan and his agents. Hallelujah. And this is no, we should not take this lightly. Glory be to God. There's a reason why this pandemic took place. God allowed it to happen, trying to get the church in the place and the position and the posture of prayer and removing our own agendas. It's not about us. It's not about this prayer line. It's about Jesus Christ and what he is wanting to do. Terror hit the land. Oh, glory be to God. And Jacob, who have not been to Bethel for a very long time, God said to him, it is time to get back in order, because Bethel is the safest place for us to be right now. Oh, glory be to God. Father, in your name, I have delivered what you have shared And let us head or abide in Bethel, the place of prayer, the place of worship, the place where your presence resides, the place where you're going to reveal to us, the place where we're going to sense your great anointing and your great presence over our lives. Oh, Father, help us in this time. Help your people, my God, to abide in Bethel, my God, and pray with your heart pure. Pray, oh God, with a right mindset. Transformation of the mind, habit, attitude, behavior, my God. Let there be a metamorphosis in our lives tonight. I pray, my God, some of us, you will begin to reveal that which is taking place in the dark. God, for you say you're going to bring them into the light. Open up our eyes. Open up our vision. My God, that we will begin to see in the realm of the spirit the evil that is taking place, and that we will arise in prayer to break down every satanic, demonic altar that are setting itself up against your true altar, my God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, dear God, for every individual that is situated on this prayer line, my God. Oh, God, I understand there are 42 nations, and we are going all through the Caribbean and different places, my God. I pray, my God, that you will put a desire of prayer in the hearts of your people. Pray until we can't pray no more. Call your name till we can't call your name no more. Oh, God, help us in this season, in this time, and this hour, my God. Help us to put aside our own agendas, my God, and seek the agenda of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, there are individuals here in this prayer line need deliverance. We need the hands of God to move in our lives, my God. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, the same God of Abraham, the same God of Isaac, the same God of Jacob, my God, I call that God tonight, the God of Jeremiah, the God of Isaiah. Oh, I call on this God tonight, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of Daniel in the lion's den. I call this God tonight to fall afresh on your people and give them an earning and a desire, not just on this prayer line when we come 9 o'clock, but oh God, give them a desire to be praying at all times. You're sending your word that men are to pray at all times. Oh God, give us a hunger for prayer. Give us a hunger for prayer. Give us a hunger to pray, God, until we see deliverance come forth. I pray, God, the Spirit of the living God will rest upon your prayer, folks, my God. I pray that you will release the power of Elijah in the lives of your people, my God. That when they pray, let your great power be released, my God, upon them. In the name of Jesus, let us see signs and wonders. that is set up against your people, that God is going to be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ and be destroyed in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we give you thanks tonight. And I pray, God, that this short word, oh, God, to your people will move within their hearts. And let them know to go and abide in Bethel and stay there. Oh, God, don't move from Bethel. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, put within their hearts, put within their minds, oh, God, to stay till tonight. Let thy divine will be done on your people tonight. Remember Evangelist Bradley. God, I'm asking you for more insight. I'm asking you for revelation. I'm asking you, God, to show her in the realm of the Spirit as you lead her. Oh, God, and those that are following her, the prayer warriors, the intercessors, the advisors, my God, the prophets. These are people, God, raised up on this prayer line, my God. Let your special anointing, oh, glory be to God, rest upon them. And we give you thanks, and we give you praise for this prayer line. And all those, God, that have a desire to pray and to seek you in this season and in this time. I'm asking you for a special anointing on this prayer line. An anointing that only comes from you. Anoint everyone, my God, anoint their homes, anoint their children, those with husbands, anoint them, God. If their husbands are not saved, save them. Their children are not saved, save them. Wives that are not saved, save them. Anoint everyone on this prayer line like never before, God. Oh, glory be to God. That when they pray, when they seek you, things are going to happen in the realm of the Spirit. Bless the night. We give you thanks. And I give you praise. In Jesus' name. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody just give him a praise. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah. We give you praise.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord. Send the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We saw the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We thank him. We bless him tonight. Glory to God for his word. Glory be to God, telling us, people of God, we can't go to that sacred place. Glory to God. We can't go to that place of worship. We can't go to Bethel. Glory be to God. Hey, Shaha. Haya, haya. Glory to God. We can't go in the state that we're in. Glory be to God. But we got to put away the strange gods. We got to clean and purify ourselves. Glory to God, and change our garments. Amen. Change our minds. Glory be to God. We pray tonight, people of God. Glory to God that you have felt the compelling. Glory to God. We pray that you have felt the compelling. Glory be to God. We pray that you felt the call, that you heard the call. Glory to God of the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We pray tonight that you've given an earnest ear. Glory to God to the things that the Lord has said unto us on tonight. Amen. And we give God thanks. We gave God a mosha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Lord is calling. Glory to God. The Lord is calling his people. The Lord is calling us, people of God. Glory to God to assume the position. Amen. Glory to God to assume the position of prayer. Humble us to God. Hallelujah. So that we can hear from him. So that we can pray. Glory to God. Intentionally. Glory to God. That we can pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we can pray hearing his heart. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Utter the things, amen, glory be to God, that the Lord would have, amen, for us to utter in the earth as it is in heaven, glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We bless him, glory be to God. We bless him, glory to God, for this word tonight. Glory to God for us to examine ourselves, amen.
Yes.
Not anything else, but that we would examine ourselves, glory be to God. See where we stand. Glory to God. See where we stand. Look at what we're doing. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Are we giving God our all? Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Are we just giving him a half praise, a half worship? Glory be to God. What are we giving him, people of God? Glory to God. Are we giving him our time? Are we giving him partial time? Amen. Glory be to God. Are we bringing our all unto him? Glory be to God. I just give God thanks. Hallelujah. I give God thanks for this word again on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, listen. Amen. We got to search our hearts. We got to search our hearts, people of God, in this day, in this time, and in this hour. Glory to God. There is so much that's going on. Glory to God. But we cannot lose our focus. Glory to God. We cannot to lose our focus. Amen. Glory to God. We can't afford to lose our obo-bo-shaha. Glory to God. We cannot afford to lose our focus in this time and in this hour. Amen. If ever there was a time for us to be attentive to the voice of the Lord, glory to God, that time is now. Amen. Glory be to God. For the Lord is calling. The Lord is calling. He's calling. He's calling. In the midst, people of God, in the midst of pandemonium, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of, glory be to God, death, amen, riding throughout the land, glory be to God, but the Lord is yet calling. Glory to God, he's yet calling. He's yet calling. He's yet calling. Glory be to God. Glory to God, he's yet calling, he's yet calling, he's yet calling, glory be to God, hallelujah, he's yet calling, glory to God, people of God, he's calling us, glory to God, he's calling us, glory to God, to come up higher, he's calling us to come closer, glory be God, hallelujah, glory to God, we got to change our mindset. Glory be to God. We got to change our attitude. We got to change, people of God. We've got to change our behavior. Glory to God. We got to give God our all. Glory to God. We got to give him our all. Amen. Glory be to God, because the Lord wants to meet us. Woo! Glory to God. The Lord wants to meet us. Haya. Oh, haya, haya. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. He wants us to come off of the surface. Glory be to God. And he wants us to launch out into the deep. Glory to God. There's more. There's more that God has in store for us. There's more. Woo, hiya. Hey, we got to get away from the familiar. Glory be to God. We got to get away from the familiar, people of God, that we know. But we got to trust him. We got to trust him. Glory to God. Amen. To lead us and to guide us. Glory to God. To the higher height and the deeper depth in him. Glory be to God. So we give God praise. Amen. We give God thanks for this word. Glory to God. I just tell you. Glory be to God. I bless God. I bless God tonight. Amen. I bless him for the woman of God on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We are rebroadcasting, but I tell you what, people of God, the word still means the same. Amen. God is still calling us. He's still calling us. He wants to meet us, glory to God. He wants, amen, he's calling us to the meeting place. Glory be to God. That vessel, amen, that vessel, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we got to prepare. We must prepare, glory to God, to get there. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. Amen. I've been blessed. Amen. I've been blessed yet again by this word on tonight. And even as, amen, we know, as we listen to the word, glory be to God, there are nuggets, there are pockets, there are sockets of, amen, Jesus' word that we hear, amen, Jesus, when we listen again. And I just thank God on tonight, amen, for this word, glory to God, touching for this word, glory to God, for him revealing, amen, his precious nugget, for him unveiling his heart. The Lord has unveiled his heart unto us, glory to God, that we can come in. Amen. It is his desire of us. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. The Lord is trying to get us back. He's trying to bring us back, people of God. He's trying to bring us back. Amen, Jesus. Let us forsake all. Amen. Glory to God. We got to forsake all. Glory be to God. Amen. There's a song. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. This little song of worship. Amen. It says, glory to God. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. And that's what the Lord is calling us tonight, people of God. Glory to God. He's calling us to make a decision. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Start tonight. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning. No turning back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what the Lord is calling us to tonight, people of God.
And glory to God, there are many of us on this line tonight. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. We know, glory be to God, hallelujah. We know, glory to God, that we have given him. We have not yielded to the place that he desires for us.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. Many of hell, amen, by fear. Glory to God. That's a strange God. Get rid of the fear. Glory be to God. Amen. Someone has told us, glory be to God, that we cannot do. Amen. That's a strange God. Get rid of the strange God. Glory be to God. And decide tonight to follow him all the way. Glory to God. All the way. Glory be to God. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. The woman of God, glory to God, she's already prayed on tonight. And we pray that you receive on tonight that special anointing. Glory to God. She's already prayed. You've got to receive what God has said on tonight. Glory to God. You've got to receive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I pray that you heard, amen. Glory be to God, I pray that you heard, glory to God, what has, amen, been declared in the earth over your life on tonight. Glory to God, that anointing, that amen, that the Lord has hallowed out for each and every one of us on tonight. Glory be to God. It's your decision. It's your choice. It's your decision. And it's your choice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord extends unto you, glory to God, once more and again, amen, to come unto him. Glory be to God. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight for his word. We bless the Lord tonight for his servant. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you take what you've heard on tonight. Consider and make a decision. Take what you heard on tonight. Leave Shechem and go back to Bethel. Go back to your first love. Glory to God. Go ahead and take that plunge. Make that step. Make that quantum leap. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to go all in. Hallelujah. What you got to lose? Amen. Glory to God. What do you have to lose? Glory to God. Amen. We've cried it our way. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We had our agendas. Glory be to God. What did it avail? Amen. Very little. But why don't we make a decision tonight to do it God's way? Why don't we make a decision tonight to go all in? Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. I have a friend, amen, Prophetess Houston, amen. She says, I'm going for broke. I'm going to go for broke. I'm going all in. I'm going to do whatsoever the Lord is required of me. I'm going all in. Glory be to God. Going for broke. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus. We want you to, again, take this word. Glory to God. Take this word, people of God. Let's go deeper.
Hey.
Let's go. Let's draw closer unto him. Draw closer. I don't care where you find yourself. People of God, determining yourself, I'm going closer. Lord, draw me nearer. Listen, he's already opened the door that you can come nearer. Glory to God. Nearer unto him. Glory to God. The door is already open. Heaven is already open unto you tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Take and consider. Amen. And make a move on tonight. Amen. I know I am. Glory be to God. No one is exempt. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of us, amen, we may be close. Glory be to God. Amen. But listen, the Lord desires, amen, there are gifts. Amen. There are gifts and talents that are yet to be birthed in you. There are talents that the Lord is ready. There are gifts that the Lord is ready to manifest in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I say to the Lord, yes, 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 yes. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Let us, amen, have a word of prayer. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Consider, 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 people of God. Consider. Glory to God. I just keep hearing that word. Consider where you are and consider where God wants you to be. Consider where you are and consider where God wants you to be. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your servant on tonight. Father, we thank you for the call. And we heed the call on tonight, oh God, and we say yes. Glory to God. We say yes to your will and to your way. We say yes on tonight. Glory to God. Not out of formality, not out of lip service. Glory to God, but with our whole heart. Ah, woo, God, with our whole heart. Ah, yeah, 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 ha, ha. Glory to God, with our whole heart. We say yes unto you on tonight. Glory to God, for we consider where we are, and we consider where you want us to be. And, Father, we say yes on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, oh, God, for ears to hear, and we're thanking you for a heart to understand. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the call. We thank you for the open door on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your servant. And, Father, tonight we ask you to bless the woman of God. Bless her wherever, oh, God, she is. We ask you to bless her tonight. Father, bless her, bless her. Glory to God. Bless her. Glama Messiah. Oh, God, abundantly bless your servant on tonight. Father, we pray that you would strengthen her, oh, God. Even, oh, God, as she delivers her word, your word unto your people. We're asking that you would bless her tonight. Bless her tonight, glory to God, for you know what she has need of. And, Father, we're asking that you would I'm our Sunday, my son. God, we're asking that you would bless her tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, her very heart's desire, oh, God, that you would give it unto her. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you tonight. We're thanking you for open doors for your servant on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. Father, we thank you for the birthing gift, oh, God, that are yet even now, oh, God, being birthed out in your servant tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would cause your face to shine upon her. Father, cause your anointing, oh, God, to shield and to cover her. Glory to God that wheresoever she go, oh, glory to God that your light shall shine forth. Glory to God, that she would be a witness, oh, God, in the street, that she would be a witness, glory to God, in the store, in the corners, oh, God, wherever she will be. We're thanking you for your glory. Thank you for your glory presence, oh, God, in her, about her, around her. Father, we give you thanks. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. Say, God, we bless you tonight in thy precious name, oh, God. We're thanking you now, Father, and we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid every tie, Shandoro Mosiah. Oh, God, Hina Mamasiah. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we forbid backlash of the enemy. Oh, God, whatsoever, oh, God, the enemy has formed. God, we thank you that it shall not prosper. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for nullifying every blood covering. Oh, God, every blood covenant that has been made, God. We thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
For your blood that nullifies and bring void on tonight. Oh, God. Hey, hey. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We thank you for healing tonight. We're thanking you for delivering tonight. We're thanking you for setting your people free on tonight. We're thanking you for breaking every yoke on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you.
Lord.
We thank you. We thank you for your word. Cause this word, oh, God, to rest in our heart and rest in our spirit. Cause this word, oh, God, to draw us nigh unto you. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise.
Father, for everything that concerns us concerns you. And, Father, we're yielding unto you every desire, every situation, every circumstance. We thank you tonight, oh God, for working it out on behalf of your people. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We do give you glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen on mm-hmm. tonight. With thy people of God, quickly, we just want to let you know tonight, amen, that you can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. Simply text on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for our international listeners, you can certainly reach out to us, amen, via WhatsApp, if you will. Amen. That number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Those of you that are listening by way of Facebook, don't forget, amen, you can go out and re-listen to any of our broadcasts. Amen. We do house them there. Amen. Simply go out and click, amen, on our logo. Amen. And you'll be able to listen to any one of our broadcasts. You can also, amen, download it, amen, by way of Facebook. Amen. But we encourage you, people of God, amen, whether you text and get a copy or whether you go out to Facebook, listen, go out to Messenger and send this word. We always encourage you to send this word. Amen. Send it to somebody so that someone else can be blessed. Send it, amen, so that someone else, amen, will receive the call, amen, to go back to Bethel. Amen. Glory be to God. For it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So send the word, people of God, as we receive this word. We're so blessed, amen, with such rich words. But people of God, we want you to go, amen, Jesus, send it, amen, that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Don't forget, you can also go out to Prayer News Network on the web. Amen. There you can as well listen and get a copy of the broadcast. And there also, amen, for those who like to listen to podcasts, you can as well listen to podcasts there. We give God thanks. We give God praise for each and every one of you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Listen, come on back tomorrow night. We look to see you here on tomorrow night. We pray Godspeed upon you, and we will see you. God bless you. May the blessings of the Lord keep and cover you, for he has promised his beloved sweet sleep. Amen. May you rest in the peace of God and rise in the morning. Amen. Jesus rested and revived. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. God bless you, people of God. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings on you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.